68, verse 11. The Lord gave a word, and great is the multitude of them that published it, raising the people of grace and power with passion for the word and service, making a difference in their words. Attend Fresho Seminars with Tosin Afini and experience a grounding into the truth of the word of God. Fresho Seminars is an outreach to individuals, campuses, fellowships, and churches, positioned to revive, emancipate, empower, equip, and to mentor people to walk in greater maturity of the Word of God, character, holiness, and anointing of the Holy Ghost through teachings and demonstration of the power of God. And for more inquiry, you can contact us on 080-2376-4285 or 802-305-7084. You can also email us at myfreshword@gmail.com and our Facebook www.facebook.com/myfreshword. You can as well tweet at us at tfinney. Pray, plan, and prepare to attend Fresh Oil Seminars with Tosin Afini, and your life will never remain the same. Fresh Oil Seminars.
We ask for impartation of grace that will shift us to another level of intimacy. Lord, we make demand on your presence. We make demand on your power. Father, everywhere that the sound of our voice is reaching, thank you for the flow of the Spirit to that place. Let there be communication of truth. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverances. Let there be transformation. We give you praise, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you for making our time to be here. I want to appreciate God for those joining us online. Our presence is mightily appreciated. Thank God for the February edition. We'll be looking at the theme, Activating Grace by Godly Passion. Activating Grace by Godly Passion. Thank you for being here. I sincerely appreciate your time. And I trust that it will be a rewarding time in God's presence. Amen. Amen. Let's quickly go to our foundational scripture, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. We would like to apologize that we could not start up at the normal time due to circumstances beyond our control. And we try to push the word out as much as we could so that people can know about the change of time. So we thank God. We thank God for everything. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. Ephesians 4, verse 7. It says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of God. So to every child of God, there is an impartation of grace. But the grace is measured according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now we know that the gift of Christ had to talk about the various positioning in the body of Christ. The gift of Christ has to talk about the fivefold ministries. Now the scripture says grace has been released for men to gravitate into that which the Lord has called them to. Grace has been released into that which the Lord has called them to. One of the ways I like to put grace is that number one, grace is the redemption package. The redemption package in Christ Jesus. Number two, we can look at it as a gift and the calling of God upon a man's life. The gift and calling of God upon a man's life. Also, we can look at it as the dimension of God that brings about an advantage in the life of a man. The dimension of God that brings about an advantage in the life of a man. Now, men receive grace from God, but because you've received, doesn't mean that the grace is activated, doesn't mean that the grace is manifested, or that the grace is optimized. In fact, the activation and the optimization of the grace of God upon a man's life for his generation is subjected to some prerequisites, or personal, or for that man to be willing and ready to take personal responsibility. Now, without that grace, we never find expression. So that grace will never find expression. Because God has called you, God has graced you, it doesn't translate immediately to expression. They are prerequisites that must be engaging. They are responsibilities that must be taken. They are steps that must be engaged in deliberately that brings a man into the realm of activated grace. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. A man can be graced, but never find expression or an outlet for that grace. So you can carry grace till you are old. It is possible that it is not expressed. It is possible that it's not impacting life. It is possible that it's not changing destiny as heaven has intended. Why? Because such a man has not fulfilled the prerequisite. Such a man has not aligned himself with the conditions that necessitate the release of such grace. Jesus was anointed. In fact, Jesus was creator. Jesus was king. Jesus was God in man when he came to earth. But for 30 years, Jesus could not do anything. Jesus showed up at the baptism of John. And after the baptism, the Bible says the heaven was open. The Holy Ghost came. And after the encounter of the Holy Ghost took him on a class. He took him on a journey. He took him on a training. He took him on an assignment where he was face to face with the test that he must pass through in order for the gift of the Holy Ghost to be translated to power. Please hear me. The Holy Ghost baptism is a gift, but power or empowerment is a responsibility. Meaning, the Bible says you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So the Holy Ghost comes upon you. It is your personal engagement with the Holy Ghost that translates it to power. So it means you can carry the Holy Ghost potentially, but there is no expression. There is no outlet. There is no maximization or optimization of that grace. Jesus encountered diverse temptations. And the Bible says when he came out, Luke chapter 4 verse 14. Bible says he came out in the power of the Spirit. But when he moved into the wilderness, in Luke chapter 4 verse 1, the Bible says he was full of the Holy Ghost. And he was driven into the wilderness because he needed to go through the process of death. He needed to go through the process of death. But when he came back from the wilderness, the Bible says he was full of power. And his fame was spread abroad. Praise the name of the Lord. One of such prerequisites that is needed for every man, every child of God, is what I call his love for God, or zeal for God, or fire for God, or godly passion. Zeal for God, his love for God, is fire for God, or godly passion. No man can go far with God without aligning with passion that will sustain the momentum of his journey. Because this journey is an uphill journey, and you need the fuel of passion to keep your momentum going. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Beloved, if you are not enfired you cannot go far with God. If you are not passionate, you cannot go far with God. If you are not consumed by the zeal of God, you cannot go far with God. Because there are enough reasons to give up. Either in your personal life, or in the ministry, or in the marketplace. If there is no passion for your assignment, if there is no passion for what God has sent you to do, you can give up at the middle of the way. The book of Psalm 69 verse 9. Psalm 69 verse 9. It says, the zeal of thine house has eaten me up. The zeal of thy house has eaten me up. And the reproaches of them that reproach thee are falling upon me. The TPT version says, my love for you has my heart on fire. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. I love that. My love for you has my heart on fire. Said, my passion consumes me for your house. Nothing will turn me away. Even though I endure all the insult of those who insult you. I like that. He said, my passion consumes me for your house. This is an unquenchable passion, unconquerable passion, undiable passion, ceaseless passion. Your passion has consumed me. The Message version says, I love you more than I can say because I'm madly in love with you. I am madly in love with you. They blame me for everything they dislike you for. So because they dislike you and I am who they see, they blame me. I will take the blame gladly. Why? I am madly in love with you. I am madly in love with you. Beloved, when you carry passion, you will do things that a normal man will not do. You will go to places normal men will not dare to go. You will dare things that normal people will not dare. Now, I remember some years back, while I was courting my wife. We just started courting. And I was doing my youth service. We just started courting. That should be 1998. It was her birthday and I promised I would show up. Or something like that. And I was serving in Zamfara. Now, I was and still, I was madly in love. So I got to the park and there was no vehicle going to Ilorin. The available vehicle going to Ilorin was a pickup that was carrying goats. That was the only vehicle available going to Ilorin. A pickup carrying goats. So I asked them, can I join the goats? They said, if I don't mind, because there is no space in the front. The only available space is to sit down with the goat at the back. I was madly in love. So I joined the goat. I sat with the goat. And we took the journey to Ilorin. Now when we landed at Ilorin at around 3, 4 a.m. in the morning, they dropped out at the store of the animals and they let loose the animal. And there was no place for me to sleep because it was still very early. The only available place was where they normally pour the straw of the goats, of the animals. So I put my bag and I put my head on that small construction. I coiled myself and I slept joyfully. Why? I was madly in love. I was madly in love. My decision is, when she wakes up in the morning, I want my face to be the first face she sees. So 6 o'clock, I rush down to the school. And when they told her that somebody is looking for you, she was wondering, because by the time she showed up, her face was puzzled that how did you get here this early? I went through all that while I was madly in love. You see, you can't be in love with God and be normal. You cannot be passionate about God and be number. You cannot be consumed about God with God and be number. No. It's not possible. It's not possible. I love another version, the Amplified version. The Amplified version says, "For the zeal of your house has consumed me." The zeal of your house has consumed me. The zeal of your house has consumed me. No, remind me of a song we used to sing those days. The zeal of God has consumed me. The zeal of God has consumed me. It's born within my soul, a driving force that cannot be stopped, a fire that cannot be quenched. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The zeal of God has consumed me. The zeal of God has consumed me. There is a consumption. There is no space for anyone. There is no space in your heart for no other. There is no space in your soul for no other. Every other idol has been dethroned, and Jesus has been enthroned. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. In Psalm 42, verse 1 to 2, showed us a picture of David. David that we consider to be a lover of God. A man that is passionate for God. Beloved, we can't claim to know God if our passion is not on fire. No. We can't claim to know God if our passion is not flametized, if our passion is not rugged, if our passion is unconquerable. We cannot claim to know God. Neither can we go far. Enough of all this religion, enough of all this denominational rascality. We must come to the place where Jesus becomes the center of it all. Meaning all we look and all we see is Jesus. All we look and all we see is Jesus. David said, "As the heart pant after the water brooks, so pant my soul after thee. Oh God, my soul thirsts for thee, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God?" You can see the intensity of the agony of his heart. My soul thirst for God. My soul long for God. There is a longing for the one you love. There is a yearning for the one you love. There is a mad love for the one you love. Beloved, love is the debt of passion, is the debt of duty. Love is the debt of duty. Whenever you love, it doesn't matter the duty or the assignment. It loses its weight. It loses its burden. It loses its strength. It loses its yoke. Why? Love is the debt of duty. You will do it wholeheartedly. It doesn't matter who is looking. It doesn't matter who is not commenting. It doesn't matter who is present. It doesn't matter who is not present. As long as the object of your love is satisfied, your heart is content. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. What is passion for God? What is godly passion? What is the zeal of God? What is the fire of God? Number one, passion for God is an intentional choice to make God and his kingdom the priority of all your priorities. passion for God is an intentional choice to make God and His kingdom the priority of all your priorities. That means is your ultimate focus. Passion for God is an intentional choice. It is a deliberate choice. You decide. It doesn't just happen to you. No, you decide. You see, passion is not something that really can be taught, but it is something that you must catch. It is something you must catch. No man can teach you passion. I can teach you faith, but passion is a spirit that must be catched. Just like the spirit of faith, you can be taught the word of faith, but the spirit of faith is a spirit that you must have encounter with. Passion is the prerequisite of encounters in God. If it's not there, it's not there. You can't fake it. You can't fake it. You can't fake it. If it's not there, it's not there. Why fake what you can have when you can have it? When you can cry to God and make a choice that I need to be passionate with God. You start with a choice and your feelings will follow. Make a decision. Your feelings will follow and the Holy Ghost will reinforce your feeling. It starts from an intentional choice. Intentional choice to make God and His kingdom the priority of all priorities in your life. Matthew chapter 6, 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. The priority of all priorities. That means, in spite of all the priorities you have, your passion for God is your compass, is your lamp light, is your power light that influences every other priorities of your life. What does that mean? I say, hey, that means to make God the core center of your life. To make Him the core center of your life. That is, God becomes the operating system. Becomes the operating system. If it's not consulted, you don't go forward. His thoughts are your concerns. His presence is your longing. His voice is your obsession. A spirit companionship is your intoxicating power. So there is a longing, there is a desire. Praise the name of the Lord. It means to make Him the core center of your life. Nothing thrills you like God. Nothing influences you like God. Nothing intoxicates you like God. It means align the Holy Ghost to take the center stage of your life. He told me chapter 6 verse 5. He told me 6 5. He says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. It is the core center of your life. All thine heart, all thy soul, and all your mind. So it is a wholesome pursuit of the whole man. Thou wilt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Now, in the book of Mark, Mark chapter 12, 30 and 33, Mark 12, 30 and 33, Jesus in this place also repeated it when he was asked a question. He says, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might, with all thy strength. He said, this is the first command, and to love Him with all thy heart, and with all thy understanding, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all the whole burnt offering and sacrifice. passion for God is Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center. Everything revolves around you. Jesus, you are the center of it all. Passion for God is Jesus at the center of it all. Nothing else matters. Nothing thrills you like Jesus. Nothing intoxicates you like Jesus. Nothing mesmerizes you like Jesus. Nothing fascinates you like Jesus. Nothing flametizes you like Jesus. Nothing spiritizes you like Jesus. Nothing cocalizes you like Jesus. Nothing steers you like Jesus. Jesus is the operating system of your life. To be passionate for God is to be engrossed with Jesus. B, it means to spend and be spent for God and His kingdom. To spend and be spent for God and His kingdom. Remember we says passion for God is making Him intentionally the priority of all priorities. The B is to spend and be spent for God and His kingdom. To spend and be spent for God and His kingdom. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. Jeremiah 29 verse 13. He says, and you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. You shall seek me and find me when you shall spend and be spent searching for me. You expand yourself. You spend yourself. You stretch yourself just because of Jesus. To be spent and spend for God. It doesn't matter what you give up. Please listen to me. You cannot claim to be passionate and not be willing to inconvenience yourself. You remember the story I told you about me getting to see my wife? I inconvenienced myself. I decided to sit down among goats. Why? Because of the object of my affection. What has the other side? And that was the only means to transport me to that place. So if you are not ready to move away from your comfort zone, you are still joking. If you are not ready to inconvenience yourself for Jesus, you are still joking. If you are not ready to forsake what you have for Jesus, you are still joking. If you are not ready to place everything down for Jesus, you are still joking. There is a fire in your bone. There is a fire in your heart crying for one thing, that Jesus be exalted in your life. The Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3 from verse 8 to 9. Philippians 3, 8 to 9. He says something. He says, yet, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. I count all things to be spent and spent for God. To be spent and spent for God. I count all things, nothing is worth comparing the excellency of Christ. Meaning when it comes to the pursuit of God, everything can sit down. Beloved, listen to me. It doesn't matter your certificate or your qualification. Minus God, it is paper. It is paper. It doesn't matter who you know. Minus acquiring God in a tangible form is a waste of effort. It's a waste of effort. It's, a lot of us think we know things. It is when you are faced with trouble, you will know that what you claim to know, you don't know it. Because look, once that thing cannot produce, Abba, you don't know it. You don't know it. We are talking about being able to build a track record with God over years of consistently producing results from practice of what you know to be truth, of what you have tested. They said that which our hand have touched, our eyes have seen, of the word of life. He said that is what we are bringing to you. The only way to gain experience in God is to be spent and spent for God. To be spent. Whatever it is, your energy, your time, your resource, you place it down. You give your, you make yourself available. You know, when we're younger, we did crazy things. I mean, we did crazy things just for Jesus. But as we began to grow older, and you began to get titles, and you began to get some accolade from people, and you began to get some respect, then you feel that certain things are beneath you. Says who? Says who? Says who? Says who? When a man is passion driven, he's a dangerous man. Whatever he takes, he's willing and ready to do. It doesn't matter what he loses. It doesn't matter what he loses. Paul said, for the excellency of the knowledge, I count all things but loss. All things but loss. For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. The TPT version of verse 9 says, my passion is to be consumed with him. My passion is to be consumed with him. To be consumed with him. He is the priority of all priorities. So before I spend money, I consider him first. When money touches my hand, the first person that I remember, that comes to mind naturally, is God. Seek ye first. When a decision comes to mind, to make a decision, the first consideration that comes to my mind is God. What does God think about this? Lord, are you in this? Does this align with your plans and with your purposes for my life? A passion for God. A raw passion for God. You cannot be passionate for God and not be a fanatic. It's not possible. You cannot be passionate and not be fanatic. So another way to put it is to be a fanatic of the Holy Ghost. To be intoxicated with the Holy Ghost. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, my passion is to be consumed with him. See part. What does it mean for him to be the priorities of all priorities? It means to waste your life on God and the things of God by choice. To waste your life on God and the things of God by choice. To waste, quote and unquote. You know, when you are dedicated to God, people say you are wasting your time. People say you are wasting your life. When you consider righteousness, when you need to make decisions, people say you are a swegwe. People say you are not updated. When you consider scriptural injunctions, in your dealings and in your life. People say you are outdated, you are foolish. But you see, to be passionate for God, to make him the priorities of all priorities, is to choose to waste your life on him. Is to waste your life on him. Somebody asked a question. He said, what will happen if you get to heaven and you discover that there is no heaven, there is no hell? He said, how will you feel? Listen to me. Living for God is never a waste. It is always a profit. But to the carnal man is a waste. Because they say you are not enjoying. They say you are not enjoying. What is it? People need to prioritize priorities. Time on earth is investment for eternity. Time on earth is rehearsal for eternity. Meaning, eternity is the main thing. What you do on earth will wait for you in eternity. Our time in time is limited, but our time in eternity is unlimited. It's unlimited. He says, put where your treasure, where your heart is, let your treasure be. So lay your treasure in heaven so that your heart can follow. Let your heart follow your treasure. Recognize the fact that no matter what I put there, no matter what I have here, no matter what I accumulate together, if I fail to prioritize my most important priority, which is my building a life tomorrow with God, everything is foolishness. Everything is foolishness. Because all men will end in the same place, 6 feet. It doesn't matter what you have. It doesn't matter what you were driving. It doesn't matter what you were eating. The same worm is going to hit everybody. It doesn't matter the kind of bed you are sleeping. You are going to sleep in the 6 feet. It doesn't matter. In fact, it doesn't matter the kind of coffee you are buried with. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So it is a counsel to choose God to pour your life on him. That woman brought an alabaster jar and she broke it and she poured it on Jesus. Jesus said she will be remembered. He said every time this woman remembered, she did something that projected her testimony for all generations. You cannot pour your life on Jesus and generation unborn will not hear about you. No. 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 Men that lived hopelessly and wastefully for God till tomorrow, we'll still be making reference to them. It doesn't matter which field they operated in. It doesn't matter which area in the marketplace they occupy. Because when you seek God, God will make sure that all men seek you. When you seek God, Jesus went to the solar tree to pray. In Mark chapter 1 verse 35 down to 37. While he was praying, Andrew came to meet him and says, all men are seeking you. So when you seek God, you can hit a chord in the realm of the spirit. You can hit a bell in the realm of the spirit that will radiate and vibrate into the natural world, that all men will look for you wherever you are. Wherever you are. It is the spiritual that controls the physical. It is the spiritual world that gives birth to the spirit physical world. The spiritual world is the parent of the physical world. So to change things in the natural world, you must change it in the spirit. To effect change in the natural world, you must effect it in the spirit. It takes passion for God. It takes passion for God. Men that are passionate with God matters where it counts most. Where? In the court of God. 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 In 1 Timothy 4:15. 1 Timothy 4:15. Apostle Paul was telling Timothy. He said, give yourself wholly to them. You cannot do this thing half-hearted. Give yourself wholly to him. You cannot be here today, there tomorrow. No. Give yourself wholly a total abandonment of your life. A total abandonment of your life. By His grace, I came to know Jesus at age 15, 16. I came to know the Lord. It's been a journey. But I can say this. I will waste it again. Because wasting your life on God is the greatest sacrifice you can pour to honor Him. To know Him. I love a song that was sung by God's servant Paul Eneche when he was marking his 50th birthday. He says, I waste my life again and again on you, on you. There is profit to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord, on you, on you. Hayala Bosha. I waste my life again and again. Legodo Bosha. On you, on you. There is profit to be wasted, Lord. On you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord. On you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord. Edebosha, on you, on you. Like the alabaster box, I pour out my all for you. Like the alabaster box, I pour out my all for you. Though some may think that's a waste, I'm glad to waste me on you. Though some may think that's a waste, I'm glad to waste me on you. I waste my life again and again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. On you. Shut the garimo. On you. There is profit to be wasted, Lord. On you, on you. What a good way to be wasted, Lord. Hey, yeah, yeah. On you, on you. I sold my life in your field. They said I have lost my mind, but the yield of serving you spanned through all eternity. I sowed my life in your field. They said I have lost my mind, but the yield of serving you spanned time through eternity. I waste my life again and again, hey, hey, on you, oh God, on you. There is profit to be wasted, Lord, on you. On you, what a good way, what a good way wasted, Lord, yeah, on you, on you, on you. What a good way, what a good way to be wasted on you, Lord, on you. Je ne do da 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 on you. I was my life again and again. Hey, on you, Holy Ghost, on you, let the boshada garaya. There is profit to be wasted, Lord. What a privilege to be wasted, Lord. Oh, on you, on you. What a privilege to be wasted, Lord. Yes, Lord. On you, on you, le breze brodia, jari de, jire de kazo, leke de mane mozozo. On you, Holy Ghost, on you. Passion for God is to make Him the priority of all priorities. So it doesn't matter the demands of life. God is still on the throne of your soul. Number one. It doesn't matter what you lack. It doesn't matter what is not available. It doesn't matter the challenge. It doesn't matter the insult. It doesn't matter the abuse. You are sowing for eternity. That is more than time. More than time. More than time. More than time. I have a common saying. God is. What? God is what? God is watching. God is recording. And God is a rewarder. He's a rewarder of men. You see, when we serve God wholeheartedly, and our pursuit, meaning our blessings, are not coming forth. Please understand this. We have been told a lie. What is the lie? We've been told a lie that serving God equals material blessing. That is not the first thing. That is not the first proof of a man encountering God. No. No. It's not the first proof. God showed up to Abraham. He says, I am your exceedingly great reward. So, the first thing a man has when he seeks God and finds God is God Himself, is the presence of God, is the tangibility of God. Now, that is what will attract every other thing. That is what attracts every other thing. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things. The priority is God. His priority is God. If you do it well, you will secure it right. If you do it well, you will secure it right. He said, give yourself wholly to this, that your profiting may abide to all. To all. If people can carry things on their head that does not have eternal value, excuse me, why won't I carry Jesus on my head that has eternal value? It doesn't matter who is not comfortable or is inconvenient. It doesn't matter. Because men understand, especially those that live in the darkness, that before men rise in the natural world, they must come into partnership with the immortal world. They must come into partnership with spirit. They must fraternize with spirit. Men have come to know that. Now, if people of the dark understand that, then what about those of us in the kingdom? It takes partnership with God to rise. But first thing in order is secure God. Secure God. To find God is the greatest of all treasures. To find God is the greatest of all treasures. If your mentality is correct, your experience will follow. Because it is your mentality that determines your experience. So if your mentality is right, experience will follow. If you carry the Lazarus mentality, you will enjoy the Lazarus result. If you carry the Abraham's mentality, you will enjoy the Abraham's result. So what does that mean? We can have it all. We can have it all. We can have it all. But the first thing in order is God. The first thing is God. That's why scripture says, the young man, he said, carry your burden in the days of your youth. There is a time to seek God. Because when you do it from the days of your youth, you grow in status. You grow in ranking. As you stay in consistency, you have a track record with God. Please don't be moved by the wave of knowledge. Anybody can read a book and come and deliver it that have oratory skills. It is not the talking that delivers the result. It is the spirit that sits on the word that delivers results. Anybody can talk. But when a man has partnered with the immortal God, his result will show. His result will show. Acts chapter 4 verse 13. He said they took knowledge that this one, they have been with Jesus. Even though they were illiterate men. Even though they were people that lacked knowledge. Even though they were people that did not go to school, but they took knowledge. Why? When the Holy Ghost comes, three things manifest in your life. Number one, the wisdom of God. Number two, the power of God. Number three, the nature of God. If you are not manifesting that, check it. It is not the Holy Ghost you carry. It must be in manifestation. If it's not in manifestation, it means that you have not renovated your mind to align with the eternal life living on the inside of you. You have not renovated and renewed your mind so that your mind can be metamorphosed into capturing the wisdom of God from your spirit, and you can duplicate it in your natural world. Spirit of God, we thank you. Dance with me, oh lover of my soul, to the song of all songs. Dance with me, oh lover. Through the sound of our song, won't you romance me, your lover of my soul? Through the sound of our song, beloved, there is a tangibility of God men can enter into. There is. You are, you really are. You are. you are. Alagara, you are. What is passion for God? Number two. Passion for God is the enthronement of divinity over your soul. The enthronement of divinity over your soul by choice. The enthronement of divinity over your soul by choice. Meaning he's not just your Lord, your Savior. He is your lover and your Lord. The enthronement of divinity over your soul. What does that mean? A, that's intentionally submitting your will under the government or rulership of the kingdom of God. Intentionally submitting your will, your soul, under the government or rulership of the Spirit of God. The Bible says, Matthew 6:3, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is not a place. No. What is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is the governmental authority of God. The kingdom of God is the rulership of God. The kingdom of God is the domain of the king. Wherever the king is, that is where his kingdom is. Wherever the king shows up, that's where his kingdom is. So is the rulership. So passion for God is bringing your soul under the rulership of the Holy Ghost. Under the rulership of the Ghost. So the Holy Ghost is the governor of your life. And when I mean your soul, the soul consists of the mind, the will, and the emotion. So the Spirit of God is the governor. Is the one administering. Is the administrator of your life. You confer to no one except him. You defer to no one except him. The Holy Ghost. You cannot be passionate for God and not subject yourself or submit yourself to the rulership of the kingdom. Governor. There is a governor of the kingdom. His name is the Holy Ghost. So you must bring yourself under his rulership. You must bring yourself under his domain. You must bring yourself under his arm and his dealings. His dealings. Because to be under his rulership is to be within the boundaries of his authority. To be within the boundaries of his authority is to be subjected to his dealings. Be subjected to his dealings. Meaning God will deal with you as a citizen of the kingdom. What does that mean? B, that is taking the responsibility to conform your soul to the authority and rulership of the kingdom. Taking the responsibility to conform your soul to the authority and rulership of the kingdom. Taking the responsibility to conform your soul to the authority and rulership of the kingdom. Your soul, your emotions is bound by the standard and authority of the world. The authority you live by, it's not the authority of man. It's not the opinion of man. It's not the philosophy of man. But the word of God becomes the boundary and the limitations of the expressions of your life. It is by choice. Meaning you can choose not to. But it is dangerous. For anyone that is born again must naturally come under the governing authority of the Holy Ghost. Now, when you choose not to, the Bible says you are not a son, you are a bastard. You are not a son, you are a bastard. Colossians chapter 3 verse 2. Colossians 3 2. It says, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Set your affections on things above. Your affection is being regulated from above. It is not if it feels good, do it. It is not if you like, do it. Is it within the boundaries of the rulership of the spirits? It is not If it will make me get there faster, I should do it. No. No. I mustn't cut corners, even when it comes to God. Some of us think all that matters is the result. No. No. The means matters. How you arrive there matters. Don't see just have the result. No. It's not just having the result. The Bible says God weighs the intent of the heart. He says we've come to deal with a God who weighs the intention of the heart. So if you act contrary to your intention, what God marks is your intention, not your action. Is your intention. So a lot of people being hypocritical. Something else is in your heart, but you have been hypocritical and you are doing good outwardly. No, it's what's in your heart that has been marked. Don't say it doesn't matter what, as long as we are getting. No. Moses was told, speak to the rock. Moses was grieved by the people. So Moses hit the rock. Moses hit the rock. And it grieved God. Because the rock Moses hit was Christ. And what Moses did prolonged the sufferings of Christ. Because it had eternal consequences. Please hear me. The realm of the spirit is a legalized dimension. There is no emotion. There is no emotion. It is here we do emotion. In the realm of the spirit, there is no emotion. Remember, God told Moses, he said, move away, let me destroy these people. I will bring another set of people that, for you to lead. Meaning God was ready to kill 3 million people because they messed up. And God said, Moses, don't worry, I will start another people with you. In the realm of the spirit, there is no emotion. No. Moses had to plead and say, God, what will the people say? Your name, your name. And the Bible said the Lord repented. By that single act, the Lord said, Moses, I will give you the privilege of relationship. I will give you the privilege of intimacy. I will allow you to see the land. But for that act, you will not get there. That points us to one thing. The higher your ranking and your status with God, there are certain things that God will not overlook. There are certain places we play in that we do things that God may overlook it. God may wink at. But you see, the more you progress in the realm of the spirit, is a very highly legalized dimension. The more you progress, the lighter you must, the less weight you carry. There are certain things the Lord will not overlook. The Lord will deal with it. The Lord will deal with it. The Lord will deal with it. And in dealing with it, the Lord will deal with you. He says, if I don't chastise you, he said, you are not a son, you're a bastard. He said, it's a son that he loves that he chastises. We cannot carry weight to the kingdom, no. That is why we say, he says, every sin and weight that easily beset us, this must be dealt with. It must be dealt with. Taking responsibility to conform your soul under the authority and rulership of the kingdom. Moses was a man. The Bible says Moses was connected to the princes. Hebrews 11:24-27. It says Moses, when he came to age, refused to be called the sons of Pharaoh's daughter. Look at such an opportunity. He refused. Why? Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Why? Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. Why? He told us, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who was invisible. You see, when you encounter God, it fires a passion in your heart that turns you to be a madman. Listen, some people claim to have seen Jesus. You can't. There are things those people do. I don't need them to repeat to me they've seen Jesus. I know they didn't see Jesus. Because they are Look, you cannot see Jesus and certain things survives that encounter. No. You cannot see Jesus and live in a certain way. No. His presence enough. In the realm of the spirit, they don't need to talk for you to hear. He doesn't need to talk. As you see him, you are hearing him. Communication is taking place. It's taking place. So when men encounter God, they see things that turns them to another man. Their heart is set on fire. How can a man leave such an opportunity? He had the opportunity to be the next one online. He forsook it. He left all the pleasures in Egypt. He forsook it. His opportunity to rise, he forsook it. Why? He saw the one that was invisible. He saw the one that was invisible. There are encounters you have that will revolutionize your whole life. It will revolutionize your life. When I said to leave my work, my banking work, somebody said, "You are mad." I said, "Yes, I'm mad." But a friend told me, he said, Are you okay? He said, "Tosi, you must be a fool. You are not thinking about your family." I said, "I agree." Listen to me. There are things you will see. It will change the horizon. The horizon will move from the physical to the eternal. So it doesn't matter what obstacle you need to submerge. Because of the joy that is set ahead of him, he endured. You won the crown? And you are looking for a short way? No. You must go through the cross to apprehend the crown. Even Satan offered Jesus an opportunity to look for a shortcut. He said, "Look at everything, the whole world, everything has been given to me. All you need to do is just bow down. Everything is yours. Just bow down, everything is yours." Jesus said, "No way." He had an opportunity to get the same thing, but through another route. Please listen to me. You cannot be passionate about God and not be mindful about how you arrive at your results. Everybody may be doing it. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, ma. You can't do it. You can't do it. Everybody may be doing it and getting away with it. Ah! The day you do it. Listen, even when nobody knows, there is a demotion already in the spirit realm. You have been deranked. You have been court martialed. Your word carries no authority. You have been brought down. All what you have is authority in paper. It is never reality again. That is when everything will begin to fight you. Why? It started from the spirit realm. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. An enthronement of divinity over your soul. Your will is under his command. Your will is under his command. Let me want what he wants. Oh, my dear Lord. Let me love what he loves. Oh, dear Lord. Jesus, you design life to be loved. Help me, Lord, to live how I ought to live. Let me want what you want. Oh, my dear Lord. Let me love what you love. Thank you. it sound good to the Holy Spirit and us. It sound good to the Holy Spirit and us. Meaning, what we want to do, please the Holy Ghost. What we're intending to do tantalizes the heart of the Holy Ghost. Is in full agreement. Beloved, our will must come under the governorship of the Holy Ghost. It's not what I want. It's not what I will. But it is your will. It is your want. It is your desire. You cannot be passionate about God and be striving with God when it comes to issues with your will. No. You cannot. You cannot be passionate with God and be struggling with God like Jacob. Somebody will lose and it will not be God. It will not be God. The earlier you submit, the more profitable for you. I'm speaking very well from experience and from encounter. The earlier you submit, the more profitable for you. The more profitable for you. The more profitable for you. What is passion for God? Holy Spirit of God. Are you receiving something? Beloved, we need to go back and ask Him to ignite our heart again. We need to go back and ask Him to fire up our hearts. We need to go back. We need to go back to cry to Him for something more. To see your lovely face ever before my eyes, this is my prayer. Make it my strong desire that in my secret heart no other love competes, no rival throne survives. And I serve only you. Remember the song Buffet. To keep your lovely face ever before my eyes, this is my prayer. Make it my strong desire that in my secret heart no other love competes, no rival throne survives, and I serve only you. Is the center reign in me, sovereign Lord, reign in me, Lakusha Tabarosh. Reign in me, sovereign Lord. Reign in me. Reign over my soul. Reign over my emotions. Reign over my will. Reign over my soul. Captivate my heart. Oh Lord, let your kingdom come. Oh my life, establish here your throne. Oh Lord, let your will be done in my life. Reign in me, sovereign Lord. Reign in me. Who is reigning? Your soul. The Bible says, whosoever you give yourself to, you are servant to him. Who are you servant to? To Jesus, to the flesh, or to the devil? Who is reigning in your soul? You see, that is the pursuit of our life. That is the daily striving that the Holy Ghost should mend the fracture of our souls. That the Holy Ghost should find expressions through us that, like the alabaster oil, we can be broken and something pour out for the glory of God. It is the striving of our life that nothing else will rule but Jesus. Nothing else will rule. No rival throne, just Jesus. No rival throne. Nothing is competing. Not my husband, not my wife, not my career, not my money. Please listen to me. Whatever you cannot give God, God cannot give you. So when you walk with him, he will make demand. When he makes demand and you cannot lay it down, it is a proof that you are not yet ready to receive such of him. God is looking for sons to take responsibility. Not children. Not children that all what they want is bread and butter. Not children. Not all what they want is running after material blessing. Listen to me, material blessing is necessary. There's no problem with this, but there is a balance. There is a balance. We don't need to flip to the two extremes, whereby we are materialistic or whereby we are just spiritual conscious, whereby we are heavenly conscious and earthly useless. No. We don't need to flip to the two extremes. We can keep a balance. A balance is, he is the priority of my life. So whatsoever I will lose for him, I will lose it, because in him is my exceedingly great reward. Whatever I will lay down on his demand, I know I will gain. Abraham laid down his child. Abraham killed his child, and God showed up. He still provided. He still provided. Kado shatala baro susu satash. Vandre kolo baro zuzu vrininda la baro shatala bos. Passion for God. Passion for God. Mandekelebashat yes. Zenindo zuzu vrenengarabosha. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Jikula dosa. Manduzizi menenishada. Le mandre koboru shushta lagarisha. Shudu zuzu vrenembalagaria doshada barusa. Le dedo janariando sosoto shada. Edikre baro jujaragaria dosha. Nando Korea Shaba Enepre Sasa Sosha Jekumara Karasha Lepedo Soso Prepedosha Ikekoto Baro Shadaga Genendo Suzu Bredeado Shadadash Lenendo Zuzu Brede Shadaga Genemono Satanash Lakada Barikaliado Shadabazuz Ginemoru Barashada Jesus. No one like you. Hey, say, no one like you. No one like you,
Jesus. No one like you.
Jemondo zuzu kaliado shata badus.
No one like you.
Lenondre kolo bariado
shata.
Zari kalaba shata. Ignition of the fire.
You are the God of everything.
You are the God of everything. Whatever God cannot give me, may I never want it. What is speaking? Passion. Wherever God does not want me to go, may I never get there. What is speaking? Passion. It doesn't matter the people having it. It doesn't matter the number of my peers that are riding it. If it's not from God, it's not for me. It is the passion of your heart. The Bible says, Daniel proposed in his heart not to contaminate his grace, contaminate his glory, negotiate his future with the meal of the king's table. What is speaking? Passion. Red hot, unconquerable passion. What is negotiating your glory? What is negotiating your ranking? What is negotiating your status in the spirit? You have been falling like a pack of cards, quickly like men. Let your passion fire you up. Let your passion fire your momentum. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What is passion for God? Passion for God is a pursuit about God's tangible presence, not material blessings. A pursuit after God's tangible presence, not material blessings. Because it is the presence that magnetizes the blessings. It is the presence that magnetizes the material. It is the presence. It is that unquenchable hunger and thirst for the reality of God. The unquenchable hunger and thirst for the reality of Christ. The dieless insatisfaction for more of God. The careless chasing after God unashamedly. Chasing after God unashamedly. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Lord, give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. That should be the cry of your heart. I want to be apprehended by the person that apprehended me. I want to be captured by the love, that reckless love of Christ that captured me. Listen to me. When you enter that realm, everything fades away. Everything falls into perspective. Everything falls into perspective. Everything falls into perspective. Let's stop this mad rush at the detriment of our eternity. We abandon all. We compromise. We look for shortcuts. We are the most populous Christian nation. Yes, unrighteousness reign on our streets. Unrighteousness reign in our churches. Unrighteousness reign on our pulpits. Why? Because men are not passionate, are not madly in love. Are not madly love. Not madly love. When a man is in love with his wife, it doesn't matter his friend that laugh at him, that is carrying a bag. He will carry the bag over and over again. Unashamedly affection. Unashamedly. Beloved, there is a knowing of God that we can only know when we follow him. And as we follow him, we enter depth. We enter depth. We enter depth with him. We enter depth with me. Ah, Spirit of God. Oh, Lord. I need your spirit to be ignited. A fresh passion for God. Nothing else should matter. I'm not asking you to be earthly useless. No. I'm asking you to be heavenly conscious. So much that you can download from the realms of the spirit to the realm of the earth for the betterment of your life. I'm asking you to learn how to translate your God advantage to an earth advantage. Passion. I've not seen any man passion for God that does not, that lack material things. No. 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 I've not seen. The day you show me one, I'll tear my Bible. I've not seen. Because you cannot do it the way it has been stipulated. And every other thing will not look for you. It may not start that way, understand me. It may not start that way. And if you choose to give up, because every seed when planted, we first of all show as if it wants to start, but it will now die. So if you give up at the season of death, you cannot experience resurrection. Every seed must go through that translation. And you see, the moment you say, ah, this thing is dead, you came to pull the seed out, you've destroyed it. You need to plant again. So for most of us, our unbelief shall circuit our journey. So the journey that was supposed to last for four months is now lasting for 5 years, 10 years, 14 years. Why? We keep coming, uprooting. If we stay with him, he said, then we will know if we follow the Lord. As we follow him, he will take us into realms. God wants to be sure of one thing, that what he will give to you will not own you. That is the main thing. He said you cannot serve God and mammon. He didn't say you cannot serve God and the devil. It's God and mammon. Because what will take a grip of a man's soul is money. Money is powerful. It's powerful. Money is a good servant but a bad master. If you don't learn to tame it before it comes, it will ruin you. Ruin your reputation, ruin the future, destroy your loved ones. So, it is not difficult for God to give a man influence. But for God to bring a man to the place of influence, God must first of all break the man. The man must first of all go through brokenness. The man must first of all go through humiliation. So that his shoulders will be chiseled away. That shoulder part will be chiseled away. So that the man can learn humility. So you know that it is not the resources that gives you a voice. It is God, the source of all things. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to love you, Lord. More intimately to fall into a deeper love with you, to exalt your love high above all things, grant unto me my desire, oh Lord, help me to know you the more. I want to know you more intimately. I want to fall into a deeper, into a deeper love with you, to exalt your love high above all things. Grant unto me my desire, oh Lord, help me to know. God showed up to Abraham. He says, Abraham, give me your son. Abraham, give me your son, your beloved son. After Abraham passed through the test, God came and said, now I know. So before, God did not know. He says, now I know. Meaning, if you can lay down your all, if you can lay your future in rugged, fanatical unconquerable, undying love for me. He says, now I know. God now vomited blessing. Said, I will bless whoever bless you, and I'll curse who that curse you. God gave him a promise of a land. God gave him the promise of a nation. Ah, listen to me. When men enter the love zone of God, I have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of men, what God has in store. Not for everybody, oh, for those that are passionately hungry and crazy for him. It's not for everybody. So there is a class of people. There is a class of people. Those that love him. Those that love him. Number four, what is passion for God? Passion for God is not to love the world. Passion for God is not to love the world. Passion for God is not to love the world. Loving God and loving the world are two parallel lines. Exclusively, they are not mutual. Exclusively divergent. You cannot be spiritual and be carnal at the same time. To be passionate for God is to climb the ladder of spirituality. It's to climb the ladder of spirituality. 1 John chapter 2 verse 15 to 17. 1 John 2, 15 to 17. It says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, that is the system, the way the world do things. All that is the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abide forever. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. These were the three temptations that Jesus went through. Jesus died to the world in order for him to conquer the world and save the world. Beloved, we cannot love God and love the world. Go walk. We cannot choose to keep the standard of God and keep the standard of the devil. Go walk. You cannot be worldly and be spiritual. It cannot work. Your dressing will show your passion. Your conduct will show your passion. Because every spirit is looking for a person to give expression to that spirit. Now, the Holy Ghost is looking for people to give expression to the nature of God. Every spirit of lust is looking for individual to give expression to that lust. So when you see a woman dressed provocative or lustfully, she is simply giving expression to the spirit inside her, or the spirit that she's under the government of. Love not the world. You cannot choose to stand for God and do things the way the world does it. No. 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 If you cannot beat them, the world counsel is what? Chunde. But may I counsel you from scripture? If you cannot beat them, carve your own niche. Carve your own niche. If you cannot beat them, carve your own niche. Very soon, they will all come and look for you. Why are we trying to copy the world? We are the light of the world. Why are we trying to copy the world? We are the salt of the world. Without us, the salt loses its value. Without our saltiness, our life loses its value. Nobody trades on valueless substance. The reason you are valuable is your saltiness. Is your saltiness. The Message version says, don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out the love for the Father. Squeeze it out. The love of the world squeeze out the love of the Father. The love of the world squeeze out the love of the Father. Heavenly things has made me dry. All I want is more of you. All I want is more of you. Jesus, won't you help me? Earthly things has made me dry. All I want is more of you. Earthly things that made me dry. All I want is more of you. More of you. More of you. For the love of money is the root of all evil. We cannot love him and love money. We cannot love him and love the world. We need to keep a position. Those things must not lord over us, but rather we should lord over them. You can be godly and wealthy. You can be godly and wealthy. Priority, make him the first. Make him the first. You can be godly and wealthy. Job was a righteous man, but Job was a godly man. Job was a wealthy man. Righteousness does not equal to poverty. No. Righteousness does not equal to lack of influence. No. It is God that gives men influence. What is influence? Influence is the proof that you have had encounters with the immortals. Influence is the proof that you have fraternized with the Holy Ghost. Influence is the proof that you have struck a chord in the realm of the spirit. Influence is the proof that you are famous in the court of God. When a man is famous with God, such a man will be famous with men. Will be famous with men. He said, for Jesus has favor with God and favor with men. Favor with God translates to favor with men. Stop running after men. Stop running after impartation. Stop running after men. Run after God. Run after God. Allow God to align you to the person he needs to align you with. Allow God to align you. Stop running after men. Allow God to align you. Stop aligning yourself. Honor the fathers. Respect the fathers. Look for opportunity to be blessed by the fathers. Stop being in the matters ministry, jumping up and down. You finish one, you are here, you are there, you are there, you are there, you are there. No, attend one that will steer you to lock yourself up in the secret place for days and come out ruggedized by the Holy Ghost. Attend one that will flametize your spirit and will set you on fire and let the whole world come and watch you burn. Set me on fire. Oh Lord, I want to live my life to please you in every way. Set me on fire once more, so the world may watch me burn for you. Just Wesley was driven out of his denomination. They said, how will you preach? He said, I will lock myself up and God will set me on fire. And I will come out and the people will come and watch me burn. They will watch a burning man and they will rush to heaven. Enough of the matter ministry. It's time to become the Mary generation. Sit at the feet of the Lord. Let his voice, his ways matter to you more than his acts and more than his miracles. Those that run after the act never walk the act. It is those that discovers the way that walk the act. For Moses knew the ways of God. No wonder he was able to walk the act of God. Karabusha. Reign in me. Sovereign Lord. Reign in me. Reign in me, sovereign Lord. Reign in me, captivate my heart. Oh. Let your kingdom come in my life. Establish here your throne. Oh Lord, let your will be done. Oh Lord, reign in me, reign in me, reign in me, sovereign Lord. My cry for this meeting is, God, ignite our heart again. Ignite our heart again. I want to be a place for God, plundering hell to fill up heaven. Ignite my heart again. Number five. I think we tie it up here. Definitely we have a part two of this series. What is passion for God? Passion for God is absolute obedience. Absolute obedience. Absolute. Absolute obedience. Absolute obedience is prompt obedience. Absolute obedience is on time obedience. Absolute obedience is obedient on demand. Obedient on demand. In John chapter 14, verse 15, 23, 24. John 14, 15, 23, 24. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. 23. Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him. And make our abode with him. 24. He that loveth me keepeth. He that loveth me not keepeth not my saying. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. Ye are my friend, if you do whatsoever I command. Obedient is the proof of love. Not your church attendance. Not your sanctimonious look. Obedience is a proof of love. When your obedient no meter is checked, where will it flip to? He said you have been weighed in the balance and you'll be found wanting. You say God has stopped talking. The question is, the last instruction he gave you, have you obeyed it? God is not a parrot. God is not a talkative. He talks when he needs to speak. And his words are not emotional. They are not to make us, to give us goose pimple. They are not to make us just sob. No, they are laws to the soul to be obeyed. To be obeyed. To be obeyed. What has he been telling you to do? And you just be saying, you cannot claim to love God and not to follow his word like Ruth. Ababoku. Abakoku. You know Ruth? They say Ruth, Ababoku. Abakoku, Abi. Meaning anywhere the husband says go, she just go. That is the same thing with God. When God speaks, you don't ask him, Lord, why should I jump? God says jump. He said, Lord, why should I jump? No. That is a stupid question. The question is, Lord, how high should I jump? Not why. You don't need to know the why. He that give you the instruction, know the why. To love God is absolute obedience. Am I obedient? Or what I have is half obedience. Am I experiencing absolute obedience? Or I am just emotional about my walk with God? You come to church and the song makes you cry. Clean your eyes. God is not moved by your tears. If your obedience is not in place, your tears becomes sacrifice. Your tears become point of contact. Your tears become memorial before God when your obedience is in place. He said, don't bring your sacrifice before me when your obedience is not in place. Why? He said, because with God, obedience is more important than sacrifice. He says, when you come to my house with your sacrifice is, and you have not obeyed me, Ecclesiastes 5:1, he said, you have presented the sacrifice of a fool. So our love should gravitate towards our desiring to obey him. Is there an area I am not in alignment in obedience? Is there an area I have missed it that I need to come back? You see, this thing about our obedience is very, very important. Because every one of us, we have a circle. We have a circle with God. So when the Lord is hitting on one thing, hitting on one thing, hitting on one thing, and asking you either to change it or to do something, and you don't, after a while you notice that intensity fizzle out. It fizzle out. What means is that the door of that circle has closed. In the spirit realm, you don't know when the next circle will open. So like the children of Israelite, how many days journey will turn to 40 days journey? Because we did not obey. There is a circle, there is a span, there is a door. Because every instruction for obedience is a promotion in the realm of the spirit. So every time you fail, either you stay on the same class or you are demoted by ranking, but you don't go up. Grace is a matter of ranking. We are all children of grace. True. But because of certain parameters, our grace meant is not manifested at the same way. It's not. What some people put into that grace. Paul said, yes, I know I have that grace. He said, and I labor more than you. I labor. Even though there is grace, I still labor. I labor. Why? So that the grace of God will not be in vain. Please hear me. One of the things heaven will require of us, all of us, when we get to heaven, is the grace he has deposited in your hearts. Because that grace can be in vain. That grace can be in vain. God wants to do something with you, and God keep insisting, and you keep just doing up and down. And you think God has all the time to wait? No. What the mantle God wants to drop on you is for your generation. He doesn't have your name attached to it. So God will look for a man. God will look for a woman that is aligned and will drop it. When you now come to being, your case will become like Esau that begged with tears, pleaded that, Lord, anyhow, anyone, any way you like, just use me. Akato veto petos. Shata karabarabarabus. Zenondo koborobus. Ioba mami. Maribo shefa. Ioba mami. Aye mi aduwo. Shebi wola mokoko adusu tu legede barash aye yo. Rise up and pray. Oluwa mommy, rise up and cry to God. Mommy, take a comfortable position. Bioba mommy, shate kule baragalash eria kwala doso tu legede barush. Ignite me again. La praza de barada
Let me be fireized. Let me be flametized. Let me be fashionized. Lord, fresh passion. Fresh passion. Unconquerable passion. Undiable passion. Unseasoned passion. Lord, ignite my heart again. Ignite my heart again. I lay myself down as a clay. You are the potter. You are the potter. You are the potter. You are the potter. Walk on me. Rain in me. Shatagarabodosha. Aye. Shatagarusha. Elo Shatagariado Shatabarash. Shebi wala mapoko. Hey, 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 hey. Rarudo shata da 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 da. From your throne, let it flow. 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 Let a fire from the throne. Let it flow. Let a fire.
Holy Spirit is doing something in somebody's life. A rebirth of my first love. A rebirth of my first love. Jesus. Jesus.
Verse 11, the Lord gave a word, and great is the multitude of them that published it, raising the people of grace and power with passion for the word and service, making a difference in their words. Attend Fresh Seminars with Tosin Afini and experience a grounding into the truth of the word of God. Fresh Seminars is an outreach to individuals, campuses, fellowships, and churches. Positioned to revive, emancipate, empower, equip, and to mentor people to walk in greater maturity of the Word of God, character, holiness, and anointing of the Holy Ghost through teachings and demonstration of the power of God. And for more inquiry, you can contact us on 080-2376-4285 or 080-2305-7084. You can also email us at myfreshwater@gmail.com and our Facebook www.facebook.com/myfreshwater. You can as well tweet at us at tfinning. Pray, plan, and prepare to attend Fresh Oil Seminars with Tosin Afini, and your life will never remain the same. Fresh Oil Seminars.